The sound of Charleston 105.5, The Bridge 17. That is new music from Sharon Von Etten. Good morning. It's Evans. And, oh man, I've got a bunch of people in the studio with me this morning. Got Chad from Bohemian Bowl. What's up?
What's up, Evans? How are you this morning?
I'm doing good, man. We also have Susan.
Hello.
Hi, Katie.
Good morning.
And Nancy.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing this morning?
We're great.
Yeah, fantastic.
And this morning we're going to talk about surfer's healing. This is very cool. This is not the. So, this is with professional surfers, autistic children. So tell me, we'll start with you. So Susan, and you tell me what's going on.
Well, we have fundraisers all along. Some Saturday at Bohemian Bowl, but in August we have autistic children who've come from all over the country. They've signed up ahead of time, and we have professional surfers who've come from all over, and they take the children out for a surf one-day surf camp.
Well, that's pretty cool. And you, Nancy, you were telling me how many zip codes are participating?
About 80 zip codes.
80 yeah. zip codes.
Yeah, including the instructors.
And yeah. surfers from all over the world.
All over the world. New Zealand, Australia, Puerto Rico, Hawaii, California, New York. Yeah, at their own expense, they come down and tour.
That's pretty cool. So, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it is cool. We could talk about it all day long if we had the chance. It's wonderful.
And so you have an event going on. Oh, sorry. We have an event going on at the Bohemian Bowl.
We do, yeah. On Saturday from noon to 5, we're going to have barbecue out there. So nice barbecue spread with like smoked chicken, pulled pork, collard greens, rice, beans, you know, all the fixings.
You know, you always talk about food when you come in here and you never bring anything.
All right, I'll start bringing it. Well, it's kind of early for barbecue. Well, maybe not. Is it ever too early for barbecue?
I guess
you
could do it. Yeah, man. It's
like lunchtime right now. I'll bring barbecue next time. Fair enough.
I eat lunch when I get off the air.
So. Awesome. Perfect. Well, we'll bring you barbecue next time and a beer.
It's 10 o'clock somewhere.
Right, exactly. Play some Jimmy Buffett next. Live music. We have a raffle that we're going to be doing. We've got a surfboard out there for the raffle. $5 for a ticket. $25 gets you in the event. It includes a raffle ticket as well. And then gets you, you know, all you can eat barbecue and the live music. And then hopefully you win a surfboard while you're out there too. So, which is cool. It's a really fun day. We have a bunch of different vendors out there. Katie can probably tell you a little bit more about the vendors and they'll be
donating.
Is
your boyfriend going to be there? We've narrowed this down. So we've been having a relationship discussion. 3 months of not seeing another person and 3 months of him not seeing another person. That's boyfriend and girlfriend. So, and oh shit, gosh. Wow, that you are a beautiful color red right now.
Really warm.
Yeah. Well, it is really hot warm. In here. Yeah. It's because I'm wearing a tight shirt. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
No, that's okay. So we have vendors that are going to be selling some products out back and also giving us some products for the raffle as well. So we have 2 general admission tickets to 420 Fest in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a blast out there.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got a lot of cool raffle prizes from them. Some sunglasses from Nectar. Apparel from Carolina Surf Brand. Some CBD honey from Apis Mercantile. Flood Tide Company is going to be out there as well. Homegrown Holistics. So we've got a pretty good lineup.
Yeah, sounds like a good time.
And they'll be vending, so they'll be selling their products and donating a percentage of all of their sales back to Surfer's Healing as well.
Yeah, that's so definitely cool. Yeah. And so these are children that are, you said autistic, some have never been in the water, some have never talked before. And
right.
Sometimes you have a child that has spoken for the first time. And
right.
So that's pretty amazing. And these guys, so tell me, do they just take them out, let them surf in on their bellies, or do they teach them how to stand and all that kind of stuff? Or is it just trying to keep it as basic as possible?
Whatever they feel comfortable with, really, once they get out in the water. If the children want to just sit on their shoulders, surface shoulders, or lie on their stomach or stand up, it's pretty much what they're allowed to do because the surfer is on the board, of course, with the child.
Right.
Keep them safe.
Uh-huh.
So it just gives them a chance to feel it, you know?
Yeah. And there is nothing like that sensation of surfing. It's a lot of fun. I used to, but It is definitely a good feeling. And I know these kids are probably enjoying it. Did you want to add something?
Oh, I just wanted to add that we have almost 425 volunteers.
Wow.
And anyone who has contact or interaction with the children is autism experienced. Like, we have a pediatric psychiatrist's office come out and help with our life jacket lane, mm-hmm. just real specific jobs. So it brings out the whole community. And it's just a day of acceptance and love for the
Yeah, what was the hashtag?
One perfect day.
One perfect day.
One perfect
I love
day.
That. Yeah, that's I love
super
that.
Super fun day. I think the volunteers get more out of it, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when they get out there too, the families don't have to pay for anything. We provide the food all day. We've provided, you know, free parking for them and shuttle services if it's required to get them to the parking lots and down to the beach. They don't really need to bring anything with them unless their child has some specific toy or something he needs or she feels better with. So it's really, they come out and we feed them. Like I said, we have some little activities in the sand if they want that. Whatever they need is provided.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And and this is out at Folly Beach, right?
Out at Folly Beach.
Yeah.
Right in front of the Tides Hotel.
Okay. Because the Alapalms are too mushy. Waves.
Well, yeah. The mayor of Folly Beach and the first lady greet each family as they come down the walkway.
Oh, really?
And yeah, it's awesome. The whole town just comes out.
That is wonderful.
And each child gets a little goodie bag as they come through the line, too. We filled it with different little shirt and different things for them. So
awesome.
That's why events like this are so important, these fundraisers leading up to this. This is the first one of the year, and we've been doing this. We were just talking about earlier, we think our fourth annual one, and we will continue to do it. We love supporting these guys, and what they do is really incredible.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun and a really great thing. So tickets, where can we get tickets? I know we can get them at Bohemian Bowl, but can we get them in advance?
Yeah, absolutely. Citypapertickets.com. You can get them at, you can buy them at the door. Bohemianbowl.com. You can get them on there too. There's a link on there to the citypapertickets.com. If you want to avoid any like the service charges and stuff that you're going to get at citypapertickets.com, you can obviously get them out the door as well, but it's like $1 or something like that on city business. So
it's going to
break your bank, but if you want to get them ahead of time, so yeah.
Okay. Anything you want to add before we end?
I think I'm great.
Okay. Katie,
no,
you're good. Nancy,
just thank you for having us, and thank you.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
So much.
My pleasure.
Yeah, we're a nonprofit volunteer organization, so this really helps us.
And the time it starts at
12.
Yep,
12 o'clock. So 12 o'clock this Saturday, Bohemian Bowl, and it is a fundraiser for the Surfers Healing Foundation. And I do thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, it was my pleasure. And coming up next, we're going to talk with Katie about her relationship goals right here on the Sound of Charleston 105.5 The Bridge.